Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, and I mean mightily moving, by the Holy Spirit. I love to say that because it's so true. As I commune with the Lord and draw near to Him, He draws near to me, and I learn things that I can't learn any other way. I thank the Lord for His handiwork and all that He is doing. Now, the Lord is, He's going to return soon. And because His return is so sudden and so soon and without warning, it behooves us to really draw near to the Lord in love. I was thinking earlier how the Lord, He gives grace to the humble and He resists the proud. This is not a time to trust being proud. This is not the time to discredit the Word of God and to discredit the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So many Christians discredit God's move, the Spirit of God. When the Lord tried to give them what to do, they discredit it and they do something else. Well, all that's about to be over with. This is a day where we must draw near to the Lord. If you have loved ones, this is the time to win them. Now, you've tried the old way and it never worked. Doing things according to man's will has failed us all. We all share in the failure of the stubborn will of man. Let it all die. At the last hour, there were people standing around idle. And the Lord of the vineyard went and hired them to work His fields. And there were people that was working all day long in the heat of the day and the brunt of the day. But at the last hour, the Lord of the vineyard went and hired people that were doing nothing. And they helped reap the harvest. And the Lord of the harvest gave them all the same wage, a whole day's wage, even though they were hired at the last hour. Now, Zechariah said, it's not by might, nor by spirit. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's only by the Spirit of the Lord. So now you've tried the way of man, and we share in that failure. It came to nothing. We did very little good doing it man's way. Even though people got saved along the way, and I thank God for them, for all who got saved under the worst situations. See, what we've done in comparison to what God would have done if everybody obeyed Him and let God make the plans, it would be off the chain. It would be off the charts what would have happened and how far we could have gone. Instead of sharing in the failure, we'd be sharing in great success, or at least greater success. See, when you follow God, it's perfect. But the formats of men is failure. And every time I obey the Lord, things happen. And everybody that I know who seek the Lord to follow Him, they do things that can't be done. They do things in a greater way. And they receive greater miracles. And they receive the guidance of the Lord. And they do a work that counts, that makes a difference. Now, every time people follow God, they always do the most necessary things. And as I follow God, I learn things that I can't learn any other way. And I want people to share in that kind of victory. Well, now is the last hour. If there's ever been a last hour, it's now. And if you feel like you failed God and you should have been doing the will of God for years, if you're still breathing in the last hour, just yield to the Holy Spirit. Don't underestimate what He can do with you. Don't underestimate His guidance anymore. Don't discredit the Holy Spirit. Don't stop discrediting the Word of God, but taking it literal, taking it seriously, and obeying it openly. And that's the way of life. As we go forward in Him, we learn things we can't learn any other way. Now, I desire to see everybody in their greatest capacity, operating according to the fullness of God's word and will. I want people to share in the victory that God has for us all. And I want people to know what He can do in their lives and throughout their lives. The Lord can come at any moment now. And if I had a chance to publish this recording, thank God, hear Him out. Do what He's saying to do. Take Him at His word, because He has so many wonderful things to say to His people, and He's going to help us to go forward and not backwards. The Lord will never steer you wrong. He will always tremendously bless you. He always has a plan. And His plan is always full of wisdom. When the Lord brings things to me and tell me to do them, I know for certain that it's going to be good. I know for a fact that I can't fail. And I know that I will win, because He doesn't do foolish things. He only does wonderful things, good things. And I want to see Him mightily move in and throughout my life. I want the move of God. I desire it. I want to see it. I want to partake of it. And I want to enjoy it. And I take joy not only in the handiwork in my own life, but I take great joy in His handiwork in the lives of others. I'm not offended if somebody does a greater work. In all honesty, I desire to see the greater works. I desire to see God do great works in the lives of His people, in and throughout our lives. I want to see Him move mightily. And what He can do in your life, is beyond what people can ask, think, or imagine. Only in heaven can we see the fullness of His handiwork and what He can do in our lives over time. Everybody knows somebody, and everybody has a purpose, and God has a plan for every soul. Those who learn to the skills of faith and learn to yield to the Lord, they learn to be victorious. And that's something I truly desire to see. And as we go forward, we can share in great victory and enjoy the love and kindness of the Lord. Everybody who I know of that received greater knowledge, greater integrity, they operate in the integrity of the Lord. And they cherish things of God. They walk in love. And that's what I'm talking about. That's my language. That's what I desire to see happen. Because God loves us, and He has so much to say. And he's going to help so many people do the greater works. I want to see God move. I want to see the greater things accomplished in the lives of his people. And I have so much hope and also great faith that as we complete his will, as we finish, it's going to be greater than all of our expectations. And that, my friend, is priceless. I desire to see all this, and I'm going to see it. I'm going to see him move. I'm going to see the handiwork of the Lord my God and King. Now, to everyone who continually listens to these broadcasts, you know that I'm going to always say, follow God. And people hear that many different ways, I believe. People are used to what they know. But when you follow God, you have to be, the main thing you have to learn to do, it requires faith and trust. You have to learn to yield. You can't yield to the Lord without trust. If you have more trust in what you do, you're going to do that. And you'll discredit what God can do in your life. And I know the challenges of releasing your will and obeying His. There are great challenges to that. I can sympathize with everybody who do that, and the Lord does too. But once we can, if we ever get to the point where we can yield to Him and obey whatever He say, great, I know for a fact great things are going to happen. To the point that when He give me something to do, I get excited all over, even down to my toes. But I remember when He would give me something to do, there would be a joy in it, but there was also a nervous response. I was not always 100% excited about doing God's will. Because I had to learn to trust Him. Now, the Lord set me up. He taught me something I needed to know. And it worked. I knew it would work from the time He said it. And then it happened. I made a vow. I promised the Lord I would obey whatever He said to. I came to a point that I trusted Him, and I immediately made a vow that I would obey Him. Because I did it the hard way for years, and He told me wisdom that would really put me over. And I knew it would work from the time He said it. And it helped me overcome many troubles that were hard troubles to shake. And then I said, Lord, you knew that I needed to know that a long time ago, but why didn't you tell me? It would have saved me so much time and energy. How can you tell me that months ago? And He said something that changed my life. He said, when a man leans to his own way, he can't learn the ways of the Father. And I thought about that. I said, what else am I missing out on? What else am I not enjoying? What other areas am I not trusting God? You know, when something enters the German Shepherd, his ears go up. When a cat hears something exciting, his ears goes up. Well, when the Lord made that statement, my spiritual ears went up. And I wanted to know, how do I obey the Lord? How do I continue? What am I missing out on as I not obey the Lord? How do I get to the point where I obey whatever He say do? Now, even though I made the vow, my feelings were the same. The way I thought was the same. All that was no different. So what I, the next time he gave me something to do, I remembered the vow. And I knew that you don't break a vow against God. Whatever you told him you'd do, you got to do it. It doesn't matter how much you like or not like it. You got to do whatever you said you'd do. You'll be held accountable. And you can't tell the angel it was a mistake. So I would make myself obey him, and I learned that I can trust him. And every time I obeyed him, I had success. And every time I obeyed him, I had success again. I had more success, and then more success. And then I began to feel invincible, because I wasn't relying on my own wit and my own planning abilities and my comfort zone and other people's comfort zones and the level of commitment that other people only expected me to have. I was able to break through all those barriers and see what other people expect and what they think you're capable of. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when they tell me their version of God's will and what to do and how to do it, you know, they want to get you to do their will, and they feel offended when you don't. They feel like you're not listening and you're rebelling against what they said, but you got to obey the Lord, the heart of God. And when you do these things, my friend, you learn things you can't learn any other way. And you start operating in much greater success than what a mere man can do. And you start walking in greater joy, greater peace, because you know that it's going to work. Now, other opportunities are going to come along. Great opportunities are going to come along. The kind that you used to desire. But once God gives you an assignment, that's what you got to stick with. That's what you got to put on your top shelf. That's what's got to be your priority, your top priority. When the Lord gave me the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast, I began to do it. And I did it for years. And I was told about Mother McKinney. She's a wonderful lady. Everybody in the prison ministry in Alabama, most prisoners know who she is, because she has a strong prison ministry. And I wanted to help her, and she wanted me to help her. She was looking for a replacement. But with what I was doing already, I couldn't stop doing what God gave me and do something else. And I would, if I had done something out of season, it wouldn't have worked out good, not for her and not for me, and not for the people that I'd be meant. It would have put a strain on what I was already doing. And then I have a child with special needs, and that really needed me to be home on the weekend, so I couldn't break away. I thought about it every way I could. I even brought it before the Lord, but he didn't command me to go forward in the prison ministry. And many people wanted me, people I look up to desired me to do this. I even signed up for it. But when I found out what the requirements were, I knew I could not do that. And I couldn't do it well. I could have tried it. I could have done something. But time happened. And I continued to do what God said to do. And somebody else came that she saw in a vision. And now he enjoys that ministry. See, when you deviate from what God said do, it can look good. Everything looks good on paper. Everything sounds good. Everything sounds like it'll work. But when you follow the guidance of God, sometimes you have to say, no, I can't do that. And I decided not to just go and do things unless God guide me to do it. If you stay in his perfect will, you're going to see what happens. Whatever you do, it's going to require a lot of work. It's going to require a lot of dedication. And sometimes you have to count up the cost. And if you know you're not going to be able to do it right, It's, you know, go with the counsel of God. You have to go with what He gives you to do. These are the kind of questions that God has to answer. Nobody else, not me, not others, not even you. And it's difficult for men in this world to let God have the reins. We like our reins. And there's something else that we have to understand and take notice of. We like the reins of what we trust. Some people are afraid that God will give them an assignment. They're afraid that they'll be found inadequate. They're afraid that they'll have to move away from the house they love. They're afraid that their spouse may not get on board. But if you love God, He will guide you to where you will make the difference. And if your spouse is willing, and you go forward with the things of God together in agreement, wonderful things will happen. Everything that God gives you, there's a price tag. If you're willing to pay it, you will be rewarded. If you share your wife with God, He's able to extend your time with your wife, and you'll have better years ahead. And there's a great reason why, and it's wonderful. If you share your husband's women with God, there are greater years ahead if you yield to God's perfect will. If God can give you the years the cankerworm ate, He will definitely reward you for the harvest you reap. I watched my parents in ministry. My parents were hardworking people. My dad worked at U.S. Pipe in Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm not ashamed that he worked at U.S. Pipe. He's my hero. He worked a job that you worked, and when you got off, you were tired. And then every Saturday, he'd drive to Utah, Alabama. It took an hour, more or less. And then he preached at one church on one Sunday and two on the next Sunday. And he and my mother would drive back home, and he'd be at work early Monday morning. And he'd do it all over again. I was talking to my sister about this today, and my mother was a school teacher, and she made sure that all of her classes learned their lessons, were able to read, able to comprehend, and she taught third grade, and her students were able to go on to college because they learned how to read, how to comprehend. She made sure they learned. She made sure they understood. And she had students, and I was able to meet some of her students, and they all say the same thing. Thank you, Miss Hammond. And then she was a pastor's wife. She would help my father in ministry. She helped do the books. My mother had a business mind. They paid the churches off. They paid off three churches in the course of my father's ministry. They did, and it may be more than that, because at the time she told me, they wasn't done yet. Then they went out of town. They ministered, and people would invite them over to the house, and they would have dinner. And the people in Utah loved my parents. Every church my dad had pastored, the people loved them, treated them nice. I remember Miss Barnes. She had a bicycle, and I used to like to fix things. And she called me to dinner. She said, "Come on, it's time to eat. Everybody ready to eat?" And I'm almost done. She said, "I can't believe he's so fascinated with that bicycle, trying to fix a bicycle. Most kids would be in here trying to eat up everything." But these were good people. I remember Mr. Hughes. And I remember those sugar canes. He had a 76 gas station. He gave me a box of 76 gas station balls you put on your antenna. And all of my friends had some 76 balls to put on the antenna to let you know where your car is when you come out to the parking lot. I remember these people. They were wonderful. And he gave me, my dad, a lot of sugar cane, gave me a bundle of sugar cane. And I had, and my dad let me use his pocket knife. I ate sugar cane. I peeled and chewed sugar cane from Utah to Birmingham. And I never forget it. That was a good ride. I mean, and I remember Mr. Morrow. He had cows. And he had a television repair shop. And I remember he had a swimming pool in his backyard. And, you know, the role models that I had as a child, they were good to see. These people were a blessing to me. I remember Miss Larkin next door at the parsonage. We lived in a project parsonage. And her house was right next door to where my parents would stay when they went to Utah. And she was one of the nicest ladies you ever want to meet. Good people. So many wonderful people. And I love these people. I love what God has done. I love what my parents have done. And they put in. They really put in doing the will of God. And they never complain. I never in my life, I'm 55 years old. My mother passed in 2015. My father passed in 2010. And all my life, the time that I spent with them, I never, ever heard them complain against what they had to do. Not even their jobs, not the ministry, not the traveling. And when the Methodist bishops would give my daddy an assignment, a church to go to, he never complained. And I heard him talking about how people tried to persuade the bishop to let them preach at a closer church to where they were. But my daddy took the assignment, and he was faithful with it. And he never complained, and he put his heart in it. He put his heart in it. Now, how much more should we do when God gives us something to do? Shouldn't we put our heart in it? Out of all the things that the Lord can give us to do, out of all the things he gave me to do, what he says do will work. And I have found in my life and in my testimony that it is top, it's not just good success. I know I got top success because my God is an evaluator. He evaluates everything. He thinks of everything. Your strength, your ability to commit, what you'll commit to, how people will receive you, what you'll learn along the way, what you'll pick up, what will interest you, what will motivate you. He thinks of everything, how people will respond, how they won't respond. And then he sends you to where you'll reap the most, or where you will cause the greatest works to happen. Remember, he evaluates everything. And you have a design for what he give you to do. It's something that you will love doing. I love the radio ministry God gave me. I love the people at their station. I love the listeners. I respect them and I care about them. And then he gave me a new assignment back in 2017, the website broadcast, Heart to Heart, what we're doing now. Now, because this page is almost full and we're in the last days, if you notice, I titled the instead of using the Heart to Heart date and the titles in this section, I just put a title on it. The last four or five was relationships. And this one is going to be called Yielding. See, when you yield to the Lord, you're letting Him go first. You're putting Him first. You're following Him. Now, I can't tell you exactly what God's going to do and how He's going to do it. But He's got a mouth. And He will speak to you heart to heart, spirit to spirit. And if you are receptive and you receive what God is saying in faith, if you receive His word, if you believe Him and receive what He's saying, it will become faith in your heart. And you will do much greater works. And He'll guide you to do to the hot spots. My radio broadcast, it's a hot spot. Jesus told Peter to launch out in the deep. The deep was the hot spot. That's where the fish were. Now, if I said, no, Lord, I don't think I'm going to do the radio broadcast. I'm just going to go hang out at the park every Saturday morning and preach. Now, that's not the hot spot. I'm sure I would have got a few people saved along the way. But so many people got saved, and sometimes the people that may have been in the park in the first place, because I obeyed Him. Obeying the Lord is the best thing that we can do. If you love the Lord your God and King, obey Him fully. Speak His word in season, out of season. Do what He said do. He will not lead you wrong. Now, I'm out of time, but our God is not. He's ready and willing to talk to you and guide you into all truth, helping you understand the greater purposes. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. In Jesus' name.